NASA may be famous for what it does in space, but more and more of its work is moving to the cloud. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. We're revisiting an interview that originally aired in October about how NASA is using big data from space to help track and respond to the climate crisis here on Earth. At NASA's Earth Sciences Division, much of the data collected by future missions will be stored in the cloud, hosted by Amazon, partly because they need more, well, space. That division holds troves of images and readings from generations of satellites. The Earth Science Archive currently stores about 40 petabytes of data. In the next 4 years, as it launches more missions focused on the Earth and its climate, it's expected to generate 6 times that. For those not familiar with a petabyte, just one is enough space to store about 250,000 full-length movies. Kevin Murphy is the Chief Science Data Officer for NASA. He says it may be more expensive to store data in the cloud, but it should make the data easier to access, and for researchers, businesses, and maybe you and me to use.
So, you know, we launch missions to address very specific science questions. So that's one type of user. But this information is freely and openly available for anybody to use to conduct citizen science activities, to help plan how we work within the environment, how we make new discoveries on Mars or from the sun. So, that information has so many other purposes that we need to make it broadly available.
Part of this is you're moving a lot of NASA's data from various physical locations that are run and controlled by NASA and universities into the cloud. Why are you doing that?
We're doing that for a variety of different reasons. One, you know, we can take advantage of new types of technologies like AI or machine learning in those environments a bit more easily. The second thing is that we can, especially with these very large amounts of data, remove some of the burden from the users of having to kind of download the information and then and kind of organize and manage it themselves. If you think about how hard it is to find, you know, photos in your photo album about specific, you know, events or activities, we can apply similar types of AI to do similarity searches for interesting events in this giant pile of data.
So I want to try to help people wrap their heads around this by having you walk me through the sort of data story of a mission. And I was looking at this specific example of the SWOT program, Surface, Water, and Ocean Topography. So can you tell me about that mission and the type and scale of data you expect it to generate?
So this is going to be one of the first missions that we have that's really able to kind of look at large rivers and lakes map those over time to see how they change. So it's going to be really important for a variety of different, you know, things that actually impact people on a pretty regular basis. And this is going to be one of the first satellite data streams that we have that are really cloud native. Mm-hmm. And this will allow people to access the multiple petabytes that it collects each year in a much more interactive way.
Kevin Murphy is the Chief Science Data Officer for NASA. In fact, he's the agency's very first one, but probably not the last. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.